Zobi sanje je kumor mo chela da chibi changu bar jo nyambi samba chanju chodo tu se bada chile sembar sho kanshi sembar chayu chay charan bane chanju sembi chaba lan jubi shung tenyi shwa chaba lan leo chuyi bi nani leo guba shirao ki leo che tela yang ta lang gombe nyam su len zor che ta gombe nyam su len zor tela kansa ki dame gomba tang chuch dame gomba sni yu bi nani ta nyimba chuch dame gomsor che ta chuch dame de Ini tempat yang saya sih kini tak gonggong tu. Ini cidang kita cuci saja deh tak. Manzogi cinong kini ngopo tak. Duje tak, duma je, taba tak, mida tak. Tak itu sama lah tak cuci sih gula. Oh, ini kita cuci tu tak sama tak. Manzogi, cik tempat tu aje, zin tu gula. Di tempat zin pun asih kini, ini zin sa kita cuci tu tak. Tempat tu aja resen. Oh, di yang mana resen ni. Tak di maybe kita cuci deh ini tempat yang saya sih kini tak. Tengen bego tu. Tempat yang saya sihat, tak lu, tidak sih cawa, sen, cius, tak sihat. Tak di sini konsol ada mandi yang sejajar dengan yeres. Di yang mana? An di sibuk guni dah cius itu tempat macam apa? Ani hak kosong ini, tidak cius nanti demi lah. Demi tautu yang lah. Oh di ini tak tempat yang saya sih guni, tidak cius kita demi konsol je. Tak di nanti tambah lu tempat yang saya. Lui tempat ni jadi lah, tambo lui saya deh. Tapi cina ni lui saya je, cuba yer eh marah se. Tapi ribet coba cium deh, ini lui saya je. Tapi tanjir jantu ko, lu pa tawa sana mado dia lah. Ani dembar cuba kaya maybe ke sude. Tapi kazon kono sius macam. Tapi ni mah teri lui ke cera, ini laba dan kompas saya. Dini ke lui saya je, cina ni dembar cuba mega ini yang. Ani lui ke cera, tapi kompas dan laba lah suka disu yang. Ani dembar cuba yer eh sana. Oti yer marah se, tapi Lui kecera, ane yang ada lah. Tadi ribet aja je ni, tempat tu bandu mindo. Oh, dek kau deh tak? Tering show aja.
Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, and so with the thought of wanting to lead all of them to a state of complete liberation, the state of complete liberation, Buddhahood. And so the text we're studying is the Bodhicitta Avatara, is presented in 10 chapter, and then chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom. And within that, so we came to the section on the meditation on emptiness and how to meditate. So there's two aspects, there's meditation on the identitylessness of individual and the meditation on the identitylessness of phenomena. And so we come now to this second section, the identitylessness of phenomena. And the way to approach this, the way to meditate on the identitylessness of phenomena, is by means of the four application of mindfulness to the body, to the sensations, to the mind, and to phenomena. Because in this way, then we'll be able to ascertain the identitylessness of phenomena. Because this concerns all phenomena, whether compounded, uncompounded, all the many different phenomena. There is none which are not included within those four categories. And so we'd investigate one after the other those different aspects of body, of sensation, and so on, and see how they are not truly existent, truly established. And so in this way, that would act as an antidote to the grasping at the identity of phenomena. And within those, so we saw we started with the application of mindfulness to the body. And first in that meditation, there's first on the body in general, and see how the body actually is just a mere imputation and does not have any inherent existence, do not exist at all. It's just an imputation. And so once we've done that, so now we come to the second section, that is the examination of its of the parts of the body. Because even though we may understand that the body is just a mere imputation and therefore do not exist, still we may think that the parts themselves exist, have some sort of an existence, an actual truly existent. And so that is why now we come to the investigation of the different parts of the body and try to establish whether they exist or not.
Da kasong kondo luis ya cik dembar tu bayu maras sih yang di sini. Da dini kalau tengok rasanya luis ya cik da dembar matu bayu kasong ribet. Dini coba sih yang di kaya tu bayu minta. Luis ya cik da dembar tu bayu meba hak kau ni. Da luis ya cik dembar tu bayu minta sih ini ya. Dini luis yang kamba dan laba siya diso tsama nga zo ki ngon su mi ki tong doas oda diso tsama dani denpa tuba yore treni andi trenba yina yana da tindu ki chik laba la suba yinla diso yana da luy nan shi chene andi denpa tuba yore marayas.
And so we saw yesterday how the body actually is just a mere imputation on the basis of all those many parts coming together. And so on the basis of those, when seeing those many parts, then we impute the body. But then the body itself is not something that exists in and of itself, that has any inert existence. It's just is not inertly existent, it's just an imputation. But then we could say that actually, even though the body does not exist, it's just the imputation on the basis of those different parts. The hand, the legs, and so on, do exist because we see them. This is something that we can observe, so they must also exist. But actually, if we apply the same investigation that you apply to the body, then we find that this is the same, that just also imputation on the basis of different parts.
Yenla kandis madubares na pen ngan so laba siya jita denba tuba yore trenzin de ora yine laba siya de ta somo dinde ki mambo chi chu choba ta dinan somo si gunda nanjun ngan so somo si de dile ko ora yine ta ta dinan la somo si de ni zugu de so ta laba siya de kanda chi zugu de so chu mambo chi ni nyam de so yong de la de la laba si ne pa mi ta go res dire ma do ta dinde ki ching zu du so re re ma yin bi ge la ba se chi nye yo re sen di nye mi do dina shin chi ne da ko la ba se chi zu re re le los chu ba kan yin mi do dina shin zu ku ron ya da ya den ba tu wa yin ma kan yin zu de la ani chi chi dinde ma bo ya ra o de chi dinde ma bo zu zong yin de len zu mi ta gu re so mo sta gu re de ga na shin ge da chi chi la san no to ne ya ani chi cha she dinde ma bo che so yin na ani ta ma de dun chen dunchen ki patale tu lo res dunchen se ri ji nano ki pe shi ji chung yun ji la she gora mo di ya da ji shar da lo ne chang gi cho cha shi che ten wo ni gi ji cha che yun de la ta ta ma de ga yan me ne ba shi chang do pe de no ni ma shi ji ni de zi zo yun de ta dunchen pe cha wa ji gora o de la ta ji cho shi da ten wo ni gi ji cha so chen lo de la de ni ta ma de la ching dere sene, denpa tuwa o dere sene dhani, chik kanya nye mido. O dinde ta laba la suba, yana kari ina ya, chik raba dan, trawa, o deso tsama chik, dine choja si yung da, choja si di shalo nu chong, tenwo nyingi ta choki cha deso, ki cheba che yung de, dine chukundu mido, cheba che yung de, ta nangka shindo, dine pomba res, dine denpa tuwa kanya yung res.
And so how is it that those parts of the body are devoid of inert existence, do not truly exist? So if we look at, for example, the hand, and we see that actually it is made of the fingers, and so on the basis of the fingers and the different parts also, then we impute the existence of a hand. We say, oh, this is a hand, so on the basis of those different parts. But then also considering then, for example, a finger, then a finger is not the hand. The hand is not found in one finger. And also, there's not a hand that would exist separately from the fingers, from its different parts. So it's just an imputation of the mind. And if we look at the finger itself, then one single finger also, then we can't really find it because it's made of those also different parts and the joints and so on. And the and then if we look at the joints themselves and analyze further, then we come to find that we come down to the particles, to the smallest particle that forms the different material things. And investigating those smallest particle with the four directions and the upper and lower directions also, then the facing upwards and facing downwards, then we come to see also that there's no such thing as partless particle, and also that they are not truly existent. And so this is so if we analyze in this way, then we see that actually things do not truly exist, are not truly established.
That Louis Siachin, Denba Tuba Yomare, Dena Shin, Luke Yenla Dusan, and Denba Tuba Mindua. What did Denba Tuba Meba Junsen Delatene, Dana, so Luke, Lula, then Chaba de Pango rest, that Nima, Lula Chaba Ponso de Pango, we get that sooner within it, my shinda.
And so we saw that the So we see in this way that the body is not inherently existent, do not have any inherent existence, that its parts as well do not have any inherent existence. And those I explain or taught in order to, as a way to, eliminate the, to abandon the attachment that we have for the body.
Di mebi ki tsu tanda nga tsu liu dan liu ki nyan la da tsu la Ani ribye che yung di ta denpa tuba kanyi mi ndo O di ndi ta dine ki chik Denpa ma dhubi ki zu ta liu di la Cheba che yung di cheba da den di ngi tanda liu la chik Denpa tuba kanya meba thon di ngi ki ta riba ching do di la Ani riba dine yue di ngi ki kansa di la ta Deko na nyi chik cheba da denpa nam chue si ching do Nam chue si di liu di denpa tuba rindu mi ndu Ha kongen ki rikpa chiwira, odila ane namche sikewira, dinde dende nge kanza yina, ta kanza dinde ki kanza de ta su kanya lui dila chapa de cheya de ta rik maras, jumsen karasana, ane chapa che saki lui de denpa tuba kanya mido, o denpa tuba kanya mido ta dila chapa che rik maras. Dinde ta lui seya chi denpa tuba mewa yina, dine chira to chi cheba dan pime ki lui seya chi denpa tuba kanya yo maras. O dinde ta lui seya chi kanda denpa matru di cheba dan pime seya dan dinde ki denpa matru pa nanshin chene. Nan senjen ki lui la denpa matru pa nanshin ta chilo ke chik re dan dinanshin ta lin sacha. Ani dezo tsama yang dinanshin chene ta ranji meba nanka jindo ta tomba himba. Ani tena pogo ures.
And so when we investigate so the nature of things, the way that they really are, and then we can't cling to the physical form because it is just like a dream, and it is devoid of any inherent existence as we saw. So the this body that appears, so all the phenomena that appear to our perception, and so the body in this way are just so appearing, yet at the same time they are devoid of any inherent existence. And so that, because when we investigate the nature of things, then we find that actually we do not find anything. There's in no way we can establish the existence of the body. And so the body, so even though it appears, is devoid of any inherent existence. And so since it is without existence, then also there's no the particular status of a man or woman also in the same way are devoid of any inherent existence. And so there's no point for us to grasp at that, to have any attachment for those phenomena who do not have any inherent existence.
That the day Lui said that Denpa Madhubha Shene then Karichagora said Pensin that Lui La Chapa Dan Shemba Deso Ginzimba Pani Tene nyanshaa da jeto nyiyo ra, jeto ki neko su ta luyo siya chik denpa madru ba haa kone. Ine ya denpa madru na ya nongwaan kaapa meba tene jumaata mela nanshin ke ta dinde ki nanchu yo ba. Ani dila ko jumaata mela nanshin thonsonwa ina tene dila chashin chek mara. Wada jeto chiko su ta chochen ki nongwaa ten kaku yo mara. Mangaba ina ya ngaso nanshin ki pe chik denpa truba nabu dinde chik nzingu yo mara. Denpa truba nabu thongu yo mara. Ta dhisa tsaama chik mela nanshin juma nanshin. Ani denpa madruwa shi tonggungdwa. Dini nyanshaa chikos karecha ursa de ta dini ki chwe dhiza tsaama nanka nanshin ki ta kanya madruwa. O tongi ki ngana dini pa nyamba shaku uresa.
And so that we need to realize that our body and that the body of others also is devoid of inherent existence. And when we realize that, then there would be an antidote to attachment. So that would act as an antidote to our attachment, because if we see that all those phenomena, so even though they appear, that is in the post meditation. So in the post meditation, that we see all those phenomena appearing, at the same time we are aware that they are just illusions that are just appearing like a dream, and so that would act as an antidote to our attachment, to those appearances. And so this is what is said here: once this has been understood, and when all dualistic clinging to one's body and the bodies of others has been rejected, all that manifests in the post-meditative state should be regarded as illusory, appearing without inherent existence. And when meditating, one should rest in the natural state, spacious, free from conceptual activity. So that is the instruction. So in the post-meditation, basically seeing that even though those phenomena appear, being aware that they're just dreamlike, that they're like any, they're devoid of any inert existence, our body, the body of others, that would act as an antidote to our attachment and grasping.
Jambar suni, that korige kola, then jambian the disoyer, and then jambian masuni. That kanza chick, kanza kanya romashiki, lude that nanka nashi. Chick lude and nanka nimbe, chibanashi, tontuni. Or the toina, then it did a lute banjas and the shigurus. Did that carichagun, lute and banjas here the Luisia chick, Denver Madruba, pen and nanka nashiki. It tomba imba, Denver Madruba imba chick, and it tonsuana, there are lute and banjas. That is so Nyanjaki Kosala, that the Niji Tongunda. Jesus Kosada, Luisi, no in a yani, no one that to Demba Madruba, Melam the Jumanashi, and in Chick Tonswina, or de la Lute and Banyashas.
And so in the Sutra, the Buddha said, it said chiefly to Manjushri, when his student, they said, whoever or Manjushri sees that his body is like space, is applying to his body the closed mindfulness of the body. So, to see that one's body is like space, is devoid of any inherent existence, it's just a space, no more existence than space, then that is what is called the closed mindfulness of the body. And that also we need to apply not only to our body, but also to the body of others.
That the new mat soa tembanyasha concert, soa tembanyasha nani, that tombo soa se digging ola, that chebache. Then in nimba soa digi, jula cheba. Then the somba soa gin drebo. Shiva de la da, soa young king, kanza de la, and inchi kanza chick temper to undo minus, or the naked cheba shivinani. Tombo soa git and wode, chickande chick temper to undo mindo, or dig and cheba de. Dinima tombo de dishivers.
And now we come to the close mindfulness of the feelings, or the close application of mindfulness to the feelings. And the first is, so there are four sections in that. First, we'll be examining the nature of feelings, what are feelings. And second, the causes of those feelings. Third, the result of those feelings. And fourthly, the individual who is experiencing those feelings or those sensations. So we come to the first part, that is the examination of the nature of the feelings.
That's soa dunga de kadu ina meba chayo mare demba toy te soa dunga de kadu ina meba machana tene khansa de la dewa sani cheng mara dewa ta dunga ni kong gawara chik yodi chi yo mare chik je de chi mendwa ngde ne dunga de ta khasi demba toba ina ani tuina ya dewa ani chayo mara ina ya ani chare la dewa chegre chare la dunga cheng da tena shinge da soa dewa de demba toba sing to la yaba ina ya khansa de la soa dunga sani kurong अनि जुया मेबा छिगो रस इने देम मिदो देवा यंकेला दुंगा युरे दुंगा यंकेना देवा दिने युंदो ओ दिने त छवाति लिस तोने ला देम मारु भागो रस
एंड सो व्हाट इज अ सेंसेशन ऑफ फीलिंग सेंसेशन इज अ सो करेस्पोंड टू द प्लेजर ऑर द पेन एंड दोस आर द सेंसेशन सो इफ वी लुक फर्स्ट एट द सेंसेशन ऑफ पेन. And if pain is a truly existent, were to be a truly inertly existent, then it would be impossible for the sensation of pleasure to arise. And because if one is there, then the other cannot arise. There won't be. So first, the suffering. Then, if it's truly existent, then there won't come a time where it does not exist anymore. It is truly existent. It is truly there. So it won't come a time where it disappears. And so there won't come a time when happiness or pleasure can arise, because suffering is always there. And the two, pleasure and suffering, are mutually exclusive. When one is there, then the other one is not. And so as long as you have suffering, then you wouldn't have pleasure. And so if suffering is truly existent, there won't come a time where it does not exist, and so therefore you won't have pleasure. However, this contradicts what we observe, that we actually, at some moment we experience suffering, at some moment we experience pleasure. So suffering cannot be truly existent.
Ko kase dunga nyonga yinna yang jik tsang tsang na ta dewa te se se te chega ra. Nena shing kadu yinna yang dewa nyonga dengkin dunga tsang ni meba dende kansa minduwa. Ta jik tsang je ke gombo toswa yinna, tenen jik dunga tsang ma tando gore yinna yang tanda nga su kowa la ne dengi senche yin chenche ta dewa dan dunga jik remen rabo chene chega yore mato kadu yinna yang jik dewa da dunga kano jik tora nek minduwa. O dende ta dewa dan dunga sowa dende ki jik denpa toba yinna tenen dende ke dedu remen to. Jungya de ta thing mars ko dewa ta dunga karun chi demba chugo gra o de nin cha demba chuba yin ta ko dui chik la dewa ta dunga nin cha de ta nyong mara o de ta nan sang gi de na dewa chowa de demba ma chuba na shin ani chilo ta su da chiro de yin gi che de so ke ten de yin ni chowa se nin chi demba chuba yo mara
sa and so the it is the same also with the sensation of pleasure, that they are not truly inherently existent in the same way, because that would exclude also the possibility of having experience of suffering. And what we observe is that we have a succession of a sensation of happiness and a pleasurable sensation and painful sensations. And so those, there cannot be one that is truly existent. And also, it is not possible to have to both being truly existent, because they cannot coexist. The suffering and pleasure cannot coexist. So we can't have those sensation of pleasure and sensation of of suffering to be truly inherently existent. And they wouldn't be, because we wouldn't be able all to observe also this kind of succession of experience of pleasure and suffering. And so they are not truly existent in the mind, nor that they are truly existent in the object that give rise to those sensations as well, like somewhere outside the mind. They don't have any intrinsic existence of themselves.
Da chirogi yugtendo dewa se nakarse tsowa se ki demba chwa yomares. Kasi yeswa ina dene su sama da dina shi ro ngawa. Dega na shi rejan jamba la suba. Da desu tsama chirogi chwa chale gora. Disok tendo tsowa chik pena tsowa dewan rawa chik ranshin ki tsowa yeswa ina dene sozo ki pun rawa chik shi swa ina da pe dunga shukchenpo yungara. Di dunga nyongken ki kansa dela dene se shimbo treya da kansa dela temo pe yabo dere ten shawa ina ane kansa dela gawa che gogora. Jonsen karasana ane se shimbo da dena shin temo ke chilo ki chwe tso ki tendo dene dewa de denba tsowa yora. ते देवा दे देंबा चुवा ये ना कांसा देला से शिंबो ट्रे ते मो याबो तें शवा ये ना अनि कोगे दुंगा दे मेवा सोने कोले देवा चे गोना ये ने दे कांसा देला दिने के दुंगा न्यों देंगे कांसा देला चिक से शिंबो ट्रे या ना ते मो याबो तें बा ये ना अनि को देवा चे गो में दा तादुं चिक लावा तो चिक दुंगा रबो पेन रोग दा ओ दिन दे दा मे के चावा मे के रांशिंग दे चावा चा दे गोरा ओ दिने नांशिंग के चिरो सूरत रोगे के तें चला देवा दे रांशिंग के चुवा यो मारे से.
And there's not also in the outer object, there's no sensations in the outer objects. For example, eating a pleasant food, or eating good food, and so the sensation of pleasure from eating good food, or seeing a pleasant movie, or the sensation of a sweet of silk or something, then all those. Then there's no sensation in them, and in the outer objects. Because if we take, for example, the someone who's lost his child, his only child who died, and then after that, you know, you try to give them some really, really nice food to eat, or some really, you know, watch really pleasant kind of movies or whatever. Then this person, if the sensation of pleasure would be inherently existent in those objects, then the moment you show them, the moment they eat this pleasurable food, then they would feel, have this experience of pleasure. However, for someone who has lost his child, then you can try to give them, you know, the best of food and show them the best movies. They won't engage with them at all. They won't have that won't act as an antidote to their suffering. That won't remove their suffering. So there's not like sensation of pleasure at that time for them. So that proves that actually in the outer object, there's not like in the object the sensation of pleasure or suffering.
That you don't think so. They that longer there's a time. Devi ke junda shagura ina ngeba khan yomar lonche le tene ne khashe la dewa yongre de ina khashe la dunga yongda pena lonche dine ma bo chi sa sha de dine khashe de la tene dunga yongre khashe yan de la ba da de na shin ge ne chi zon ro de yan de la tene dunga yongda ko lonche de la tene yongura o de de kasi ko lonche de la tene chowa de demba tuwa yana tene yana dewa demba tuwa yana dunga demba tuwa अनि देवा दि देम्ब ट्रुवायो न दिने सुलेइन लन्च दे लन्च देला अनि लन्च दि सुलेइन देला देवान जुंगोरा इन दिन जुंगु मदा खशेला दा सानसान दुंगान जुंगु खशेला देवान जुंगोरा दिना सिंगेता को सोवा दि अनि दयेन कि तें दो देम्ब मा रोबा ता देवा ता दुंगान निचा अनि लन्च गि थोला ता देम्ब ट्रुवायो न दिने पेना सोवा लन्च ले दिने खशेला देवान जुंगोरा देवा mata dungan jogo ya mare de khaza tela ya de du nigan jongo ra jumsin karsna lonche khurong de do dewa da dungan ni cha ne demba chode gora o din de din de ya yong min da jumsin tela tene da chelo da suda tiro la so ba lonche gi thola ya ani chowa de demba chuba khan ya mare se
and so the object of that we experienced can give rise to the different sensations, sensation of pleasure, sensation of suffering. But there is not those sensation of pleasure, those sensation of suffering are not inherently existent in those objects. Because as we know, there are some objects who for some people give rise to a pleasure, pleasurable sensations, and the same object could give rise to an experience of suffering for someone else. And so so it is not the case that the sensation of pleasure, the sensation of suffering, is inherently existent in that particular object or in the objects in general. Because then, if that were the case, then if the sensation of pleasure would be inherently existent in the object of in a particular object, then whoever would experience this object would have an experience of a pleasurable experience. But as we just said, and as we know, this is not the case, that sometimes then a particular object give rise to a painful sensation, sometimes the same object give rise to a pleasurable sensation, or for some people gives rise to a pleasurable sensation, sometimes to a sensation of suffering. So the sensations, as we see, are not truly inherently existent. And also, those two sensations of pleasure and pain are not truly existent in the mind as well, inherently existent in the mind. Because if that were the case, then when we experience an object, then we would have both at the same time. We would have an experience of pleasure and an experience of suffering when experiencing a particular object, because those two are existent. They are truly existent in our mind. And since those two exist, then when experiencing an object, then we have this experience of pleasure and this experience of suffering at the same time, which is impossible.
That soa se de yug tena demba demba tuwa kai mi do de demba tuwa me do de ta yug ten de la ta soa dewa dan dunga khaya ni tuwa me ba de ha ko gar ina ya ta dun soa demba tuwa yori ten ne da nan do gi ten gar o de ten de ngi de da dunga de na lo gi ten de la ni chi dang gi dewa dan dunga de ta ma sen gi tola de ne demba tuwa yore es ina ya pe na dewa ro chi shu chim bo che yun de ti ni dunga di meba mares sengi tena dunga yores. Yine ya, ta dewa de shu che ta, ane di shu che yun de, ten dunga de ma sigi nene. Chik, nyo mato yon rao, tso mato yon chago res. Pe na, nima sha yun de, ane kama de sa tsa ma, denen tong mi do, nimi ki yue de, ko shu che yun de. Nigun nga zo, ta nanjun kama de, ko nimi ki yue de, ki tong mato yon mato, nigun yang, ta kama yores che gora. Yine ya, kama ki yue de, pe nipa chung chung yun de, ane nimi ki yue de, pe shu che yun de, diki chik, kama de zo toma de zong da yine kama meba maras odi nang shin chene dewa shu chen bo nyong de dunga de chik meba mare yine dunga de ko ba dewa de getene si chen ne ne nyong ma to yandro so ma to yandro de nang shin dunga shu chen bo yong de de yi ko su sengi tola dewa denba troba yore de yine ya dewa de chik nyong ma to ba odi ne chagres de yin de ta sengi tola kanda dedu tsang ma denba troba yore es
And so we say that the the sensation do not inherently exist in the objects, in the particular outer object that give rise to the different sensations, and so they are just devoid any inherent existence. They are just thoughts, and so in terms of the experience, then some still may object and that. Actually, when we experience suffering, then there can still be a pleasure present. And when we experience pleasure, there can be some experience of suffering present. But it's just that, for example, when we experience a pleasure, then the sensation of suffering is still there. But since the experience of pleasure is much stronger, then it covers the experience of suffering, and we are not aware of the suffering. And the example that is given is of the stars in the sky, and that we see at night. But then when the sun is shining, it's not that the stars are not there anymore, but we don't see them because the sun is much more brilliant than the stars, and so we cannot see them. So it's the same also, that we still have the sensation of suffering, but then we are not aware of it because of a much stronger experience of pleasure, and so the only thing that we are aware of is the sensation of pleasure, but it doesn't mean to say that the sensation of pleasure is not there anymore.
That dewa shuche yundi dunga di yore di ina yundi nyong maras shesan. That di nyong ki mea suma ina, di ni tsoa seya di nyams nyonga shila, di ni tsoa se gore, tsoa korongi tsinya nyams nyonga ra. Then Yans Tani Manyoma in the Tsoas Kandis Yadores, Ko Tsog in Sinitani, Mevachanda. Dewa Shuchambo Yu because of Nyongi Kosa, Dunga Yores, in a Dunga the Nyong Maris Lassa. That did Dunga the Nyong Mevaina, then it did Tsoa Marisunga, Junze Garsna, Tsoa Ina, and then Yams Nyongunda, Yans Manyoma Shila, that Tsoasi Yomaris.
And so we said that the other kind of objection is raised is that, you know, it is possible that we have. Because the sensation of pleasure is so strong that we are not aware of the sensation of suffering that we experience at the same time, but then that would contradict the definition, the defining characteristic of sensation of feeling, which is the experience of what is experienced or experiencing, and so when this sensation of suffering that we are not aware of because of a much stronger experience of pleasure, this suffering there is not experience, isn't it? We don't have any experience of it, and so therefore it is not sensation, because then it is. This is the very definition of what is a sensation, that is, you know, what we are experiencing, and we are not experiencing that suffering at that time.
That's the language. Because the then is koro tsawa ninchi nyams manyona ta tsowa se ya chi shatu kumares chiron uma pa lawa na shin res yine ya dewa shu chimbo nyong ikos ani dunga de ten ni menyong ba mares dunga nyong gyo res yine dunga de pe ni ba chung ta ne ani nyong gyo ba de ha ko gyo mares pe na da ma so burang gi kwa na no la ani tsa chu tsa ma bo ke de tsa chu tsa gi chu yora odi tiba chi lu sha ba ina tene ko di gi ro de tso tu mara karisana purangi rodo pe ngamo, ta mawa yora. Di nano la, ani tsaju de tis chik loo shawa yina, ani jidang di nano la ko tsaju de rodo minyawa mara yina ya, ani nyongwa de tsogu yo mara. Karisana di nano pe chunjung mato yo mara. O di nashi res. Dewa shuchi mo nyongi koso, dunga teni minyawa mara. Yina ya dewa de shuk che chane, ani dunga de nyongu yo ba de hakotugu yo mara.
And but there's an answer to that, that, you know, so that is true, that if this suffering is not experienced at all, then we agree with you, Madhyamika, that this is not sensation. But here that is not the case. There is this experience of suffering, which is the kind of small experience of suffering, and together with this great experience of pleasure. And so there's still this small experience of suffering, and the example that is given is of a brine or salty water that would be that would fall into a large quantity of molasses. So molasses is so sweet that even if there's a little bit of salty water that falls into it, then we won't notice it. So it's the same also, that here, that there is this experience of suffering here, but we just don't notice it, we're not aware of it.
Tatala dini umapagi lenja gora kandar dewa shu chimbo nyongi kosa dunga de minyong pa maresi nyongi re dini hako maresi yeson. Tatinde yinsina kansa chik ju la tisui chik la ani dunga pe chungchung chik dan dewa shu chimbo ni niba chiba chine tisui chik la dini esi nyando ani chiya de teg maresi yore. Jumsen karasana nga zo dewa shu chimbo che yungde la dunga shu chenpo deso, dunga pe shu chenpo deso, tsama meba socha wara. Dunga shu chenpo deda, dunga chunju dini nuiba kante chewa yorasana, dunga shu chewa degi nuiba chewa yora. Tende, dewa de che yungde, dunga shu chewa de meba sotu yana, ane dunga chunju de karachene zo mato baras. Karasana ko dunga de meba soya ke nyenpo de la dewa ra, ane dewa de nyenpo de ngonsu yogi yogi la, ane dunga chunju de meba zo mato junsen karasana. So tura was kainsna dewa dunga shu chewa de da dunga chewa dra de meba son rong da pe tanda nga so dunga shu chim boyna an de gi chala dewa shu chim bo ji che gona dunga shu chim bo de lansa meba chan rong da dire gi dunga shu chewa de meba ji so tu yona ani dunga chung chung de gar chen so me to ba res so tu res pe na ma zo ke ani di sa ja de chola me me pe ma bo ji par sha wa ina de ni di gi chi tamo de so chama ya meba son rong da ma to Tramo chik pe shu chimbo tranya di meba so ne pe tis tranda ya di tadung meba so gu mindus di yomara gu di no pe me shu chimbo pasha wain na ane chik pe shu chimbo tranda ya dan di tis tranda ya di tsama ane meba so gu ra o di nang shiraz da ma to kansa chik jila dunga chung chung chik dan dewa shu chimbo chi ni ane tuise jila di ne si nyande sanyi kuna chi si gu maras karisa na ko dunga ki nyembo de dewa de ngus di la ma so gu jila che de gu ra Dik dunga shuchewa de ko meba so shang da. Dunga shuchewa de meba so na dunga chunjun de karachin meba so tu maras.
And so the Madhyamika then would reply to this assertion that to this kind of idea that so even though the it's not that the sensation of suffering is not experienced when we have the sensation of pleasure, but just that the it is a small experience of suffering, and that we do not notice it, we're not aware of it because of this much greater sensation of pleasure. But then that doesn't work. The Madhyamika said this is not possible because. Then when we have this, so this great sensation of pleasure is an antidote to a great sensation of suffering, right? Because when we have this great suffering, then when a great pleasure comes, then we do not feel this great suffering anymore. And so how is it possible that this sensation of pleasure is an antidote to a great sensation of suffering, but not to a small sensation of suffering? It doesn't really make sense. That this thing can remedy the big thing, but not the smaller one. It is illogical. That it is in the same way the example is given of a fire. Then a fire, if you have this really large fire, you know that can, if you're extremely cold, then that can make you feel much warmer, and so remove this sensation, this great sensation of cold. And for someone who just feels slightly cold also, then he also has the capacity to remove that sensation of cold even more so, isn't it? And so it's the same here. So you have on the one side this sensation of pleasure, this great sensation of pleasure, that can remove, that act as an antidote to great suffering. So when we have this great suffering, in our mind, and then when a great sensation of pleasure comes, then that replace or that remove this sensation of suffering from our mind. But then, so this sensation of pleasure, there is an antidote to a great sensation of suffering, cannot be an antidote to a much a smaller sensation of suffering. Doesn't make sense.
That dini ya namto digi ya yanja logar. Karisana chidang kita dunga chamu yores. Yine dunga chamu de tapa niwa chungchung cha de gudi. Ani kono ge dewa shu chamu nyongi koso niwa digi chungchan de da ngos ji ya chetu yo maros. Karichi gorse de dewa digi da dunga de kajun gorse. Kajun se de pena danda chik re kabo chiyo nande chema bo chige. Ani kajun ya yora. Kado de jun ya yora. Odi na shinche ni dewa chungchung de ani. Kalsa dunga chungchung de dewa ke ani kajunlo goresu. Kajunlo de ta karicha goresu de dunga de dewa chungchung chigi nambala da nyonda goresu. Pena nga zo shekabu chi yewa ina andila shekabu de chik chundi neki kajunja de ta mabu tongora. Mabu tongora de ina ya ko chungi kajunja de mabu tongora de ina shekabu de tadung meba raesu na meba maraesu. को चुन के देख चलो ला दिने जी चुन चुचा दे तब मावू ना बताऊँ वाला ये ना दिन नानो ला शेका वो दे येरे मारे से ना येरा वास वो दे ना शिंचे तब दिने जी चाव वाला सकना
But still there's some further kind of objections that or answers that actually we can say that the this pain that is experienced, this suffering that is experienced is a subtle kind of suffering when we have, you know, this great experience of pleasure, and so we have this small experience of suffering, and so this is a subtle kind of pain that even though it exists, but it is prevented from acting like pain. So it is transformed, let's say, by the powerful sense of bliss into a sensation of mere pleasurableness. So it is transformed means that, you know, it is the example is given of a crystal that is placed on a red cloth, for example, and so the crystal would appear red. So it's the same also, this sensation, even though it is a sensation of pain, then it is due to this great sensation of pleasure, then it is transformed and appears and manifests as a sensation of pleasure, basically.
Da dewa shu chenpo yungde dunga ki niwa de kajurin ro de kareche gore se dewa chunyun jik namba la nyong ro gore se shesan. Da dele uma pa glenje gore. Da kandar chie na ma shena dewa chunyun ji yina ya ko dewi ki ri ra was. De dewi ki ri ra ma do dunga ma res. Dende da dele dunga ra sen do ni mi taba la goba karen do se. Kanisana dunga chunchung de dewa ki junro de tine, dunga chunchung de dewa chunchung chi ki namba la nyong rogo resi shesan. Da dunga dewa chunchung ki namba de nyong go ina, di dewi ki rira wasi. Mato dunga mara wasi. Dewa chunchung ina da, dewa chunbo ina da. Ani dewa chunchung de la dunga se taba la jumsen karindu wasi. Dende, tega nanshin ki ta, dunga chunchung de dewi namba chunchung chi la nyansu nyongwa te ta, dewa chunchung chi ki nyansu nyongwa ki namba chanyi indwa, dini la cheba karindu wasi. Cheba kanya mi ndo wa, cheba deri se kanya shetung mi ndo wa se. Pe na nanka la, manzo ndiba, nanka di ndiba jetu wa resa, jetu umara. Ta di na shi resa kandar. Dunga chunchung di, ani dewa ki jundu, dunga, dewa chunchung ki namba nyong resa ya ki, dewa di dan, jidang ki dewa chunchung ki namba di nyala, ta cheba karendo wa se. Chorong ki cheba shatung di resa, cheba kanya shatung ya mara se. Ina cheba shatung mi tubi shinto, tadung di la, dunga se, dunga resa ndo ni. Chorong ki tiga hasi chik.
And so the Majjhimika then answer to that actually this kind of pain that is experienced as pleasure is not pain, it is pleasure because it is experienced as pleasure, and so it is just you just call it pain for the sake of calling it pain, and so the question is like, why do you do that, you know, what's the point of calling pleasure pain when, you know, it's quite obvious that this experience being a pleasurable experience, even though so you have this complicated theory where you have a pain that is that would you know, this very subtle kind of pain that would be changed into an experience of pleasure under the greater influence of the pleasurable sensation, yet this is a sensation of pleasure, and so it would be so the Majjhimika said, what is the point of racking one's brains to find such non-existent distinctions? It's like trying to tie knots in the sky. I mean, there's no point. If you ask, okay, what's the difference between the suffering that is experienced as pain and the suffering that is experienced as pleasure and pleasure, then you can't make the distinction. You can't make the... is just in your mind, and you came up with this kind of idea that some suffering that is experienced as pleasure, but it's just in your mind. It doesn't make any sense anyway.
dunga king gachin de karcha gorasana dewa cha de gora tene dunga king gachin dewa de shu chim bache yunde ta dunga ki judi manso ba cha gorase ani judi manso ro de 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 ta dunga de che go yamarase lawa ina ani ta dinis long da kan da pen dunga king gachin dewa shu chim bache yunde ani dunga go jut song yamarase o de de ta dunga che go yamarase lawa ina
and further then one might think that when the antithesis or the antidote to pain is a powerful sense of pleasure, then pain is not experienced because its causes are not all present. So if we kind of come up with this kind of objection.
Pattaba sare mato, tini, dewa the dunga sechi tuba mindo asta. Dewa the dunga niga sengit and the tuba yosidi, tini sengit and the tuba yomaras ribak che yundi, tat tamadel shalonga, or dewa shuichemache, dunga jutsong yomars, di dunga yomarsi, any logetunda. O that dindi insona, tini, go dewa che yundi, dunga yumare, dunga che yundi, dewa yumindo. O dini, chena tune, dini chick, dini chick, dewa che di dunga miche, dunga che di dewa miche, but dini yumi. Odin did that, they do say they go, Loik intend the Denver Madu with Junsen Tegarares. Mado Ninja Tuichi like Cheguamare, then I shin chick, Caduina and Chegmedo, Correme, Chegunda. What that did is that Junsen, Soa deva and Dunga said the pa, Log Shane, but Tabas and a mother, Tink Tola that deva the Dunga said, Truba maybe Junsen Tirandes.
But so the Majemica replied that actually this, what we call feeling, what we call sensation, is just attributed to something that has no reality. It's just they do not have, you can't find any sensation or feeling that would be, you know, truly existent. It is just the mind that kind of impute that. And so, according to circumstances, then they arise by turns, one after the other. Sometimes we have an experience of pleasure, then after that, experience some suffering. And so they come one after the other in this way and arise according to circumstances. And so they are not devoid of inherent existence. They are just an imputation of the mind.
That Junsen Dela Dene, Devata Dunga Sia Chik, Ripe Mache Bayina Chik, Yer Dinyan Rauchi, Truk Dinyan Rauchi Ndoa. O Dita, Kandara Chik, Ripe Chava Chavaina, Tene Demba Truba Kanyi Mindoa. O Dita Demba Truba Mena, Ane Tende Ki Chik, Dewa Toya Tan, Dunga Panya Ki Cheto, Ane Besen Chete Ade, Da Truba Res. O Dita, Karasa Dewa Da Dunga Sia De Rangi Pa, Loki Shene Pa, Ta Dengu Doa Mado. Chilo Zuda Truk Tendu Yomare, Nansen Gitena Ya, Dewa Da Dunga Sia Chik, Demba Truba Mindoa. Odi mendo di dini, cik digi cedu cik yeri, dawur sheni di, digi cedu besen cedu ya di, tak kanda cua cedu beres.
And the so we see that those sensation of pleasure or pain are not truly existent, and they are just imputations. So since they do not exist, so there's no point in trying to make, you know, all those efforts to try to get the pleasure, to prevent suffering, because they do not have any actual existence. And so it's a kind of just a waste of time. They are just imputed by the mind, imputation of the mind.
Dunga Panya Dan Dewa ni so tanto lenya ki chetum bezen chegura. Ine ya tanda di kos karishi worse de dedun tonen chela dewa the dunga se chik temba tuba yuri teni chik drubanda wichi yuri teni dini mazo koala ni dingi senjin the soga digi chetola kanga mabu chegura odi kanga chebarita temeres chegurta. Dir mato dini dunga panya dan dewa toya ki chetunga so chulam bezen chea de ta chik non churis in the shigurman that dini sozon roj.
So here when we you know, when we talk about try to prevent suffering and to get, you know, pleasurable sensations and all the efforts we do for that, then, you know, first on the path, then this is what we need to do. We try to, you know, acquire cultivate the causes of happiness and remove the suffering. And so, but here what we're talking about is that this, the suffering and the sensation of suffering, the sensation of happiness, are devoid of inherent existence. And that this is the consideration that sentient beings have in samsara, thinking that sensation of pleasure are truly existent, is thinking that sensation of suffering are truly existent, and therefore on account of that, then create a lot of suffering. And so here we say that this is pointless, this kind of all those endeavors for the sake of the, what we think to be truly existent sensation of pleasure, truly existent of sensation of suffering, is pointless. But it doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't practice on the path and make, you know, the effort in order to reach to what we call ultimate happiness, to be free from suffering.
The deva dan dunga siya de chinong ki ngobo kaang ki ten de yang denpa chupa min doa yin yang naa sing ki nam do ki deni deva dan dunga siya ji pa so shang doa pe na ta kalay chakwa risi de chupa chu de nye ki naa sa yoy wa yin na de la ni ma ku tre wa yin na e ko pe de la shenpa logo na ma do de tong do ki lo chek min doa ma ku tong yi de ko la dunga yung ri nga zo pe chupa chu de ki naa sa yoy ra di naa sa de la ma ku ten wa yin na ko tadung Maku Treshawina, Dunga Mambo Jungle Mato, Delatin, Dewachi Chigmina. In a trugo pet, to the Yanke Kansa Shalada, Makunda would Treshawina, coat in a petchig, Shimbunda would son, Dewana would sora. Then the da, Yukitanla, Nazo Nanto, the Soshanga Mato, Dewa the Dunga Tuamindo. Nanto Soto did any Maku de Latin, Dungan Jumuyabana, and in Dinashin, Kashela, Dewan Jumuyaba, Nanto the Zonunda. Dinashin, that Sandra and a papa la Livun Shenda. Livun said the Kenny didn't. Kenyi dinde la kashi ki pe chibu tongo re, kashi ki pe chibu tongo mi doa. Pe na tsanda jinsi re pe tsangwa che di nye jiwa na, pagi libu na degu goi na, tikko le dunga yungu ra dira jina. Yine paba deso ko tsoba kenyi, katsi tsoba yina dina dina kuronzi ya, pe chibu tsao re si yung doa. Dide ta diyan ko nantogu so loo doa. Tiga na shingi miduba gomba, miduba gomsi re zubo de pe me zonwa dan, dinde ki ran shing, mambo gonde nye ki kanza didan, Ani pe chapa shuchinpo yo dini kansa, nyi yora. Dini yin kano ni pe midupa shuchinpo gonda yin dike ta pimeen rabo dan, dini ki lu tong yu di, lu di mizongwa dan, dini yidu mingwa tong yora. Ina chapa shuchinpo yo dini dike ta di pimeen ki lu yi na da, diso la pe jik tsangwa dan, dini yidu mingwa rabo, dini tong da. O dini ta diso tsangwa kandar, singi nando ki pa sesha gara ma da, yuk nendo da, kanyo chupa mi da.
And so those, so all the sensations actually do not so exist in the object outside. It's just the mind through thoughts that kind of make them. And then we can see that with those different examples of the effect, for example, of melted butter for someone who is sick and nauseous, someone, you know, is just really prone to vomit quite often, and so you just present them with melted butter, then they would just get more sick and won't be able to ingest it. Whereas if you present it with someone who is really hungry, then, you know, would absorb it immediately. So it's just different. So the mind, you know, of the two person then reacts differently to the to this, or the effect of a heap of manure on a person obsessed with cleanliness as compared with a pig. Maybe to explain a little bit, that there's some people, you know, who are obsessed with everything being clean and so on, and if you just smear them with a bit of manure, then immediately, you know, you put them into a terrible kind of pain and ordeal, whereas the pig just, you know, gladly just rolls into those heaps of manure and with great delight. Or the effect of a woman on a lustful man, or as compared with one who is meditating on the body's impurities. So someone who is really trained his mind into, you know, seeing the how the body is impure, it's just made of all these repulsive kind of substances and elements, blood, pus, and so on, and so has developed this kind of this kind of a view of things, and then so when you see the body of a woman, that won't have such a, you know, a nice sensation arising, whereas someone who is more kind of prone to desire then would see differently. And so those sensations of pleasure and suffering, as we see, are just made by the mind. It's just the mind that that kind of makes them, and it's not in the object there, but it just depends on our mind.
That junsen dila tene junsen kare she san da chwa se ji ngan zo sen gi nan do gi pa so chang da dewa da dunga se de ma to tyeong gi thola da thuba kan yim do tyeong gi thola thuba yena tene chi gi chwa dewa chwa de sa gi chwe de la ani su gi de la long chwa yina ya dewa nyong go ra ine di nyong mi do ka she gi dunga nyong do ka she gi dewa nyong do junsen dila tene da so so gi nam do de gi pa ani dila tene dewa nyong re tene chi shen ro de tene chi dewa ra wo chwa Ninashin, Dunga Dawichik Hendo, Dunga Yungta. Oh, then did that? Tendigichik Dewata, Dunga Dawichik, Demba Trubandawichi, Yuri, Tenny Pashene, Diggy Chedola, didn't assume Bessenchene, sinking Nanto in Enda, and the Lugi Lega in Enda, then the Mambo Chick Chene, Dunga Mambo Chung Wares. What did Dunga did that point on a carriage over today? So are the Dinis Chene, Ranshi Meba, and the Tambo Chene, Dinny, Gonshaway in and Soala Pangum, and Shemba. ちゃんだおでしんばでてね、パントグレス。だでしんばでポンやらでね、ちそわでランシメバハコね。にディギトラ、ゴンやディルハスジカンよまです。ねえねだ、ディゴマシェワイナでね、そわせじデマトバよれ。チェネディギチェドンがそ、レガランベセチチェジャでてね、ニョンバナシ、ユンダ。そそれデワトヤギチェドでね、ジクセンジェントンドでね、セグレ、ディナンシンギダジ、ソソゲパマピンジャラスバディソヤン。マンボチセグダ。 当然，我是去民权办那些，民权办这个他，感觉蛮就差了。对那些钱呢，做啊对哇了，那你收钱不急，就等把做完了，我有的，趁你先算一下的呢，民办那些差不多是。我等这个去民办那些差的原因，你看啥的做给？那就，嗯，等那个做啊这个年不了，他开车过来是的，做完了等你先把借贷这个年不了的，你做啊让先没吧，我等这是好过钱的，你这个多了，光顾过来是。
And so it says, for this reason, that is, so what we explained, that actually all the sensations, whether pleasurable or of suffering, are just made by our minds, our thoughts, and we just, and they are not in the object, but then more how we experience object. And so sometimes then for the same object, we can have some experience of pleasure and sometimes some experience of suffering. And it is just our mind that create those, and it's just and they are not inherently existent there. And so this is, it says, apart from this meditation, there is no other antidote to grasping at the supposed reality of feeling. And so the antidote to this craving, to this attachment that arises because of the sensations, because of the feeling, then the antidote to that is this meditation, is to see that actually those feelings, those sensations, are just the product of our minds. They do not have any inherent existence, any true existence. And so there's no kind of a other way, or kind of a superior way, or better way of doing. So there is this meditation on the feelings that would remove the grasping that we have, the attachment we have for pleasurable sensations, or try to prevent sensations of suffering. And this is something that convulses the world with a kind of collective insanity. So we see that when, because of that, because of thinking that those sensations of pleasure and pain are truly existent, then we need to ward off suffering, that we need to get those sensations of pleasure, then we do all sorts of things, and we even see people killing their own parents or killing their friends because of that, because of this, of thinking that those sensations of pleasure or suffering are truly existent. And so this is what is referred to with the insanity, behaving in a way that is completely insane and doing all those things like a crazy person, that no one in his right mind would do. But then still, because we think that the sensation of pleasure or sensation of suffering are truly existent, then we do all those things.
That the naked soul say that the number one do mean to cheba cheade, pen a shinga nashi, shinga payabo nashi res. Shinga yawichi yawa in a dinola, then in also sayagi chick, dinamawichi, and dinon in yungura. This sayade yunguina dini, de rangi sebala dini, lucheba dana, dina shi rangi jula, and in dewanda within the mawichi nyone, dina mazogi yi de simbana within the yunga. O dina shingi, soala, and cheba chene, soa ranshi meba. kitola cheba chedi cheba che di cheba cheba dela teni tenen chi tsowa de ranshin me bi ge tena pa nyamba shabi ke sanden de chegwes sanden de da nanjo ba de so ge chi nga so ge se na chi res kar sana de ne ke sanden de yewa ina tene chaba da drive ke ne gawa de re nyams nyog res di gawa de nyams nyone tene khaza de ge jela tobi ge chi che de ne nyane ge che tobi ge che de ne mambo chi rang jela che ne de ne
And so the contemplation of meditation and the unreality of feelings arising from such a rich field of analysis. So this, understanding this and reflecting, investigating in this way, meditating in this way, then is like a field, a rich field. From a rich field, you know, come all the harvest and all the crops that would nourish us. And so that is this very good field. Come to understand that those sensations are actually do not truly exist, are just, you know, made up by our minds and do not have any true inherent existence. And so there is the field on which then the comes the food of the closed mindfulness of the sensations, the closed mindfulness of the sensations of realizing this, realizing that all sensations of pain or pleasure are just imputation of the mind, do not really truly exist. Then with that there comes this satisfaction. This is, you know, satisfaction. We are satisfied with whatever is, whatever comes up. There's this contentment, which is the food that satisfies and nourishes the body of the yogis. And so they have this, through this experience, he says, of pleasure that is free from desire. So there is this they have this contentment, this satisfaction, this kind of a pleasurable sensation that is completely free of any kind of attachment of wanting this or wanting to reject that and so on.
That's what I said. I said, Seba, Chaba Tanji, Tsawa Noche. Then I hit two big jichadores. That the Chagurang and the Tsawa digi chitted Ning and the Mambo Chick Seba Shogera. They were done doing that Jacko non pension say and over done that. Then they get manja tuba shade. Ni tsua ki chedole, tsua dewa ta nunga ki chedole, ta tsue bai chupa shogwe ra. O di indi, ta dindegi chik chadeya desu tsama, ni tsua de ranshin meba, ni gongdo sheba nanshin chine, tenla po, di tenla po ni ranshin meba ha koi tola de ni gom sheba de pe, gachembo yinsendo yin, dine sun yiraisu.
And so the feelings are the sensations are the root of craving. And they constitute also the main ground for all the disagreements, all the quarrels, all the fight, all the problems that we have is just because of those sensations, because of the attachment we have for those sensations, because of the craving that arise from this attachment to the sensations. And so that's why it has been said that it is of vital importance to come to a clear-cut conviction that they are without any inert existence and to become accustomed to this, and so to that understanding that actually those sensations just appear, they're just our mind making them, but they do not have any true any inert existence whatsoever.
That day, Kandara Kondo, Kasan Kondo, Chegum Dan, Jogon Nishesan. That Chegum Cheva Yinayendra, Jogon Cheva Yinayendra, Dambo, Kachushedin, and the Teva Chederes. अनि त्योबा चेने दा त्योबी शिरो दे चेस वाईना दे ने त्योबी शिरो यावो शिरो वाईना देख तोला दे चेगों चेवाईना इंदा जोगों चेवाईना इंदा ता यावो चिंगुरा ता त्योबा चानी माजेने दे ने गम जगना ता पे कावेरा गम जेदों खंडे गोगुयो में मीबा खंडे स्ते गोगुयो में अनि दा चिक गम जया दिला मतो ची ची बो ची गंदे ना ना कहने योग में तो वो दिन दे अने चेकों तं जोगों करे चबा ही नहीं आता तंबो अने चबा लब्जों चाय दे क्या चंबरा है जून्से करे सुना संजय शाजा तो बगे ता कोल के ना देंबा थोंगे से दे संजय शाजा तो बगे तंबो छे सुनी दे तने कोल गाड़ी तंबो संगे दे के ता करे चुमा अनि पेयरा ओदि सुंग तेंबरा तिनि खोचोगे थ्वबाचे दि थ्वबाचे याके अनि जिमसे दि थ्वबा दिले तिनि तिनि तांदा सांजे छु सुंग युदे कोरते जोगे तिनि देंबा थोंग इक जिमसे देरेस तिनि दा गासो तांदा थ्वबाचे शो इना जि तांदा कि तांदा दिला दा सांजे मा तो बाई नया माओ बना दे ने जेसिन चंबंग गोंबो शिन देला पेने दा छु छु कोलो को हिंदी Ani korke thoma chene yang nga soge yang denpa thoma dele yang sigres. Odi inde da chegum dan jogum karichawa ino yang. Nguna thewa che de keche wiki junsen dene res.
And so, as was described or explained above, then we need to therefore apply the analytical and resting meditation of the Chegom and the Jogom, applying to those, because at the moment we have a lot of negative emotions and so on, all sort of thoughts, and so we need to remedy those, and so we need to apply those to the analytical meditation or Chegom or and placement or resting meditation, Jogom. And because this is the case, because this is the situation in which we are in, then it wouldn't be enough to just apply one of the two, just doing just Chegom or just doing Jogom, but we need to apply those two tools in order to remedy it, to remedy the situation. And so, and it says that the most important thing in the beginning is to acquire wisdom through listening to the teachings. So we need to know the teachings, therefore, in order to be able to do that, to conduct and to practice in this way, then first we need to study, we need to learn the teachings, because it has been said that among the disciples of the Buddha Shakyamuni, so the retinue of the five excellent disciples to whom he gave the first teaching, then there's those who realized the truth were the ones who had imbibed the teachings of the preceding Buddha Kashyapa. And so because those who have received those teachings from Buddha Kashyapa, who have heard those teachings, and then because of that, then they were later able, when the Buddha Shakyamuni taught, to realize the truth. And so that's why it is important for the that we listen, that we study the teachings.
That day, Kong and Zoe, Chipan, a member of China, Tambo Mengi, Nasa Gortama, Johnny, didn't Nasa Carilla, Meng Carit Tango, the Ditama, Lojon Chevora. Did Lojon Sani Majin in any chick Nasa de Meva Soguin and Zoguin, that be Cabora. Then they call Tambo, Nasa de Zocande, can you mean Samaji, Lojon Che, Dilla Meng, can they can the Tango women, Sama, Lojon Yaw, Cheshawin, didn't Jemma call Nasa de Carichoin, Uncle. Dig Nasa de Nimbo, men can let Tango, Yabuchin Hakora. Odina Shinga, and so Julani Namto Mamboyore, and Namdo does a tama, that meba sogore, then meba this soyala, that Tambo, Namdo Kande Kande Yungdo, Nando said the Kande Chegdo, and it condendo, the tama, Lojonche, that is so like Nimbo Kande Gongundo, Karechegundo, tama chick, Lojonche and Hakora. They hakon in any digital at any chick. Nando Karichi Jewain and digging Yambo Karigongu women, some I wish him the Odeni that Tivachi that Gavan of the Chagores.
And so the example to we can give to illustrate that is that let's say you want to become a doctor, you want to help people with their sickness, or want to know about sickness. So the first thing you need to do is to study, to learn about, you know, all the different sickness there is, and to learn about the specific antidotes to them, and come to a good understanding of the situation, of the different disease, of the different remedies, and so on. And then after that, then whatever situation comes, then you'd be able to see, you know, oh, this is this particular disease, you'd be able to recognize it, and then to be able to give the corresponding remedy, and so as to heal the problem. And so it's the same. So first we need to know, to listen, to study, to know about the situation, the problems that we are facing, and then what are the antidotes for the kind of for the specific situation. And so whenever a situation then comes up, whenever then we know we are able to recognize it, and then we're able also to apply the specific antidote related to that. So that is why it is first important to come to learn about those, because if we don't know about them, then we won't be able to do it.
Chick Zudatero de Sola tenant, then it's so under which it dembat wonder we were tenant, Nina Yunga, Pena Sudatero de Sola tenant, Deva the Dunga Yungure, Tapache de Sola tenant, Deva under which it dembat wonder which is a tenant. Ju de la tenant, you said a tingura, that the Yomarasun. Junsen Carasana, Masuge, 미공보 되게 수통이라 디 수통알아 때니 띠는 간소라 대화다 동아 주카셰라 때니 대화 용으로 카셰 통알아 때니 동아 용다 디 용데 다 옴보 맞아 미공보 때다 아니 유수디니 파롤라 직 똥반다고 요래 야나 디 파롤라 똥바짜니 메바레스 가시 디 파롤라 아니 똥바 여스마이나 띠니 미공보 때다 주니 짜니 체그요 마레스 가르스는 꼭 똥바여라 빼나 샤기르다 아니 누기르디니 parola pe tomba da koni chegmida odina shinchene ne ni ombo de da zu ni tsani manche ba chagore de manche na ani manzo ge ombo de zu den zien de yomales kase de parola tomba mena tini chik charo gores odin de ta kandar mi da mi gombo ta yu zu ni ko che da manche ganya ni duba mindo odin de da dines chi tsowage ju zu da tro de so kandar dela den chuan ro njung re then de gre dine su de tro da dang ma su ko ombo de so che ma de khan ya du ba yo ma res
and so now we come to the examination of the cause of feelings and so those the causes of feelings are those you know object of visual forms the taste the texture odors and sounds and so all those, so we investigate a little bit because we think that actually a physical sense faculty and with a physical object, then on the basis of them, then come the sensations. So this is, you know, because of the object and we have those sensations and so in this relation there. And so this also then we'd examine and see that actually the physical sense faculty and the physical object, so that give rise to the sensation. So are they separated or are they are in contact? And so if they are separated, so is there, you know, space in between? And if there's space in between them, then if this is how we understand it, then they do not meet. So this is not because of their meeting that there's a sensation, particular sensation that comes about. And that because of the object, and because they are like two mountains, like one that would be in the east and the other in the west, so they do not meet, and so they do not, you know, interact with each other, and so that is the same here. Those two, the faculty and the object, do not meet because there is space in between.
That the choi jula tawa siri, matsoki ombo deso tan yuzura jero deso chine, tine dela tine dewa de dunga yungure yungure chine gora. ओ दिला चबा चबरता तादे ओंबो दिना जुडा थरो दसुन अनि छेदा मान्थे खया टुबा यमरस तादे शेंगदा दिने त खरे लोरस दि नन्दो देगे ओ सुडा थरो दा ओंबो नि तो छेद थेस छे छे यरस मचो लाबा थामो दिने चाचा दि को दि को सु थेन दोस ओ दिना शिंचिने ने ओंबो दसो दा जुडा थरो दसो अनि खरे चिन थे मेरस ओ थे वेरस
एंड सो बट एक्चुअली दि usually the way we think is that those sensations of pleasure, sensation of pain, arise when the faculty meets with the object, and because of meeting with this particular object, because of the meeting with this particular object, then we have particular sensations of pleasure and a particular sensation of pain. This is the usual way that we approach it. So that is why he says, on the other hand, if there is no gap between the faculty and the object, then...
pena de shaba de so dina chena ya ani de jab de ni ko chek mi da o di cheba na shin chi ne de ne dun chen chung chung de ne pena pe shi ji da raba se di pe om bo raba ta su raba de so ta ko ka si de chek na ani jab de ni chek mi da de na shin ge ta pe thawa om bo thawa ta su thawa da wo de so ya ani de ne chek go re sna chek go ma re jum sen kar sna de ko om bo thawa de da ani phagi ki sudha tiro thawa dini thay yung di ane yaan chalo di zoyan thay gmi dwa o dinde chine ta chik thama la dipparo da ta dunshan shen da kaan dho gara kaan da dini thay dho di ko jalo de dan dini mantriya ki junse kare chawur sene di parola dunthe chenda ki ka ni tini de dan dini mantri ba chagura ta de ko parola dunthe chenda par chode gura ta kasi parola dunthe chenda ki par ma che bachi tini dini parola cha cha ni me de ni ki chame yora ho de so yan te gure sene te gure ma so ko chame indi tini che mantri ki nan sha cha ni je me da ho de ni da raba ina enda chawa ina enda ta che cha ni ma so.
And so this is, of course, not possible, because the faculty and the object cannot meet, because you know when we talk about the faculty and the object, they are on the kind of a gross level, you know, they are a gross phenomena, the faculty and the object that they meet, and so, and when the faculty meets with the object when they touch. Then actually, it is just the side of the object that is facing the faculty that would be touching, but all the other parts of the object are not in contact with the object. So it is not known. The object is not known due to the contact, but it is because all the other parts of the object are not in contact there. And if we go to the more subtle level, that is the level of the particles, then we see also that this is the same problem when you have this a particle of the faculty then meeting with a particle of the object, then also it just this is just the part of the two particles that meet that are in contact and not the other the rest of the particle, the back of the particle, and then also the other particles of that object then do not meet because in between there is this first particle already, so they are not in contact with them, and so there are some who say that actually this first particle is not kind of obstructing, and then there's going into this partless particle kind of discussion. But then if particles are partless, then you can't account for the contact. You can't discuss contact with this kind of thing that are the partless particle. You cannot explain that.
That the umbo chawa de da ani yu chawa de ni dende che yu de kono ki ngue chi che gure de yin ya ani jalo de ni che gumi do. De jalo de ni kasi manche wai na de chame cha gumi do. Kani se na ani jab dan de ni manche bi chan do. De yu na che bi chan do. O de ni de chame cha gumi do. Kasi dini dini treba nanshin, job dini ya tsangma, ngue tsangma, tre songwa ina, dini jino jipa shubwa nanshin, timba nanshin che gora. Adi yore sene yomara, bena ngasu su jiki nanlo la jipa timba rago dan, nanlo la zuya yore sene mendoa, bena laba de ngasu dini che yungde laba ki ngue tsangma tre go ina, dini laba jikde laba jik nanlo la pa, yewa tsangye meba chene nanlo zuyo gora, dini zuyo mendoa. O dini da dini chene kanda tre yomara se.
And so those partless particle then cannot meet because if those two particles meet, then there is the side of the particle that meet with the other particle, and then the rest of the particle that is not in contact. And if you'd say that the whole actually partless particle is in contact with the other one, then that means that they interpenetrate each other, they fuse into one, because all the different parts of one are in contact with the others. It's like two hands, when two hands are touching, if you want all the different parts of one hand to be in contact with all the others of the other hand, then they just have to be merged in one, otherwise it's just one side that is meeting with the other side.
That kind of thing is that don't you know jik nolo la jik pa shu ne, pa ti ne, tini jik yewa meba chine, dreya yores, dreya yomaris. Di mandreba ina, tini konyi paro na, dreya yomaris. Tende, ta chame seya dila, cho kansa karan, dreya songa ina, jik, tini ko de garisna, jik nolo la jik pa shu ne, yewa meba chine gongda, di mindo. Tini dina shin chine, dine jik sigresna, ta sigmara, cho kansa karan, pa dreya denye ke, jik tu denye chi yoresana, di sigmara, o dinde de, chame yin denye, ani jik treba ya yo denye, dinde chi tu tre yo denye chi yoresana, di zanyi sigmara se. Chame yin na, dinde kin tre yo mara, dinde kasin tre yo na, chame dinde tu mara se. Da di zo kare lo de garsana, teba memba de zo lo de garda. Teba memba de zo ge dine, dinde chama digi dine, ya raba de zo chama zong yoresa. Di zong yon dila dine, dinde shenda dila, jik, Jala Mareba Sandra Odan, and Rela Manjawasin, ta dende mambo shiya yore. Ko dende che redo rego yore se, ine ko njago yo mara se yandra wada. Njaro yore, ine chila chi rego yo mara se yandra wada. Dende mambo shiya yore. Ta de shiya yore, dende ki dunshen deso, ta ombo deso, chi pe trawa deso, chamini yin, de chiki chila tre yore, dende de la dewa ta dunga yore, sende shende gora. Oda di sik mara se. Dunshen deso, chiki chi nono la pash, timne. Pe yawa meba chene ndreya yores na ndreya yomaras. Tim mandre na, ani treba yomaras. Tende chame se ade cho kasa kala chik yawa tsanyi meba treya yores na, di treya yomaras. Tende ta chame se ade treba yodenye, chame yindenye chi yores na, di tumaras.
So we cannot have partless particles kind of touching each other, because if they touch each other, then there's one side attaching to the other side, and so they are not partless anymore. And then it can't have that it is partless, that all the parts of one or the totality of one touch the totality of the other one, because that would mean that they are fused into one, and so that doesn't work also. So if we cannot explain, account for this in a by means of the partless particles, and so this discussion is mainly aimed at those Hinayana schools who are some talk about the saying that the particles actually touch but without contact, and some say that there's contact without touching, and so those different theories that are explained, and so they are refuted here.
That chame in the chair, you the Nichi, Yores and Yomars, Cassi di Tinichi Chironsu Luliana, then as Uma Palatango Res. On the tenny, then as Ogunus, then the chame in the chair, you watching as Octona, then it chepade, any dember to body, true Yores. In and that did ten Yomars. Cotena maybe get sent over, that didn't chame in the name, Cheju, you the Nichi, ten Yores, and ten Mido. What didn't that the Niki Chegu, any kind of chame in the name, Cheju, you the Nichi Yomars.
And so the if this is possible to have partless particle to meet, then also we Madhyamika we would accept that as no problem. But this is not something that is observed in any way, that can be established also in any way, so it's a little bit difficult to accept. But if you were able to demonstrate it or show it, or if we could observe that partless entities could touch each other, then we would accept that, of course. So we'll do it here today. We had a bit of Madhyamika reasonings as well today.
So why do I need to meet the other atoms like under the? I'm perfectly fine with the one on top. And just the one side of that thing, and so I don't need the back side of the thing. The one side of that atom.
But then it's not partless. If you touch something on the front side, it's obviously not partless, right?
But then it's still, there's this sensation, isn't it? Wasn't the whole thing about that there's not, there's still a sensation?
They can't be meeting. Is that,
that's yeah, they cannot meet, but can we?
Yeah, but they can't meet at all. Is it?
Okay. It's different.
It's just whichever way you take it, whether partless or not partless, can't meet. So you can't even have that. That's what it says.
In the examination of the nature's feelings, did we just refute or pervading self.
Wait,
well, there's this obvious thing that if there is happiness, there can't be suffering at the same time.
Yeah.
Teaching about operating suffering, it says that there is suffering, subtle suffering all the time, even during happiness. Do you refute that, or is it
I have something I'm used to.
Concept ji dungel concept chipi dungi concept ji dungel dungel sungi na
choban de chek
chipi du chek di yang asa tanda tne dewa yena tne dungel de yamara dungel tha 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 ya yamara anga ngasa tne dushi chabi dungel de tne dushi dungel chaba chaba khadde ina yo yo wa tne ki dungel chik Kelangra, and in us a dinner at this Galgimides.
Tati Gagda. A chavan de jay dungas de me suck it swander with the name of it. Kinson a chavan de jay dungas de the Manzogi sing to Chibumain by the Kawada Pumba de Sotore. The US Shedder. The Carrera said Midabadilla, Chavan de jay dungas shiver. Mother Dick Sawag dewa the Dungakinan, Dunga de Yisamar. I said, I could did Cassie Dumaina, then Yams Yogura, then it covered the disog tender, Chavan to Jack Duma Yuridi, Yams Yongres, Yongmida. Then the Yams Manuna, Swamares, yes, huh? Taku Kitchiki change each other, but did you get some of the year? Taddy Yams Yongres and Yams Yongamara, Kukrong, Chiranching, but Chenga Chetting Indra, and Chavan to Jack Dungas, Dungas Patasha were a mother, then Dungamuni. So, it's so hard to get the chagrin. That's so hard to get the chitang in the Nasia. So, got this drug meter. So, what do you know? Nasiri Kandarchik did yams yogur, syndicate. Didn't it? Cassi chopper the jacket dunga de, any dunga, the water dunga can only dunga insna, didn't answer Kawa the Pumba de Zogtenda, chopper the jacket dunga, yes, shiver. Didn't that dean Kurongi tendra, yams yogura, the yomda. Didn't that dean tes chia, Pache, de dugan on it dunga de quaesum. Kukichi kichi ki nchiruwa che de tila dunga asin pa tapa sara maro ina ya da deya ko kichi kichi ki chenga che de ko kandar di dije ki chue indi ini yaan chik simpe jindo ta pang pang go gara ina pang goya la yaan chik tsoa dunga yinde nye dunga tsoa dunga ma yinde nge ge chik pang goya ki ri mambu ya
looks like a reputation isn't it it looks like a reputation. However, when we talk about the all-pervading suffering in the making, that is actually we refer here to phenomena like also the vase or a pillar. They are also considered to be this type of suffering, and it is actually the fact that they are impermanent, that they are changing instant by instant. This is what we call pervading suffering in the making. So this is not a sensation, is it? It's not like this type of suffering, like in terms of happiness and suffering of sensation, because sensation is what is experienced. And so if this is in the vase, then you know this is not experienced. But so this is this aspect of impermanence, of changing instant by instant of all phenomena that we call the all-pervading suffering in the making. So this is the name suffering is given to that, but it's not a type of sensation, like a sensation of suffering. And so it is obviously something that we need to to eliminate, to abandon or to discard on the path and this type of suffering. So among the different types of suffering, then there are some aspects which are sensations, and there are some aspects which are not sensations.
I have a bit of trouble understanding how the word suffering without sensation, how how can they relate to that? suffering without sensation.
The dungan min kaichi ni tare san. Kuda dira chi chenji chede de chidangi chi chewa dan jikwa de
in the dig code dungel ten so wa making it dungel ten dungel dungel ga se ten sam na ten ya lam sa ten so wa ten ta
ta dir de no so gi mi de la rebi mi ju la ta wa dan ju mi de bo la ta wa ma bo ya wa ki ji ki ji ki de ni chenji che de de la deni dunga yong de wa ta ko dunga ki ju cha de ndo de o de la dunga as dunga ki ju la dunga as ta gyu re de na shi ki ju la dunga de ngone chena ki ji ki ji chenji che de la deni dunga yong do de ki ji ki ji chenji che de de ju de la deni de dunga chin jong da o de dunga de mi de ni ju ki ji ki ji chenji che de wa de pa ta gyu ta de ne ma mo yo mean the list of Drebu mean Julatava, Juik mean Drebulatavas.
Well, you know, when the way we give name to things is sometimes that, you know, we give the name of the result to the cause, and sometimes we give the name of the cause to the result. This is something that happens. And here, so the fact that things are changing instant by instant, are impermanent, is the cause for experience of suffering, for a sensation of suffering. And so we gave the name of the result, the suffering, to the cause. So this is what has been given here.
Da saje ki dewa de khanda dunga ki ngol ma de ba sheng da ko saje ki dewa yer de ne ki ji ki ji ki ji ki chenji chendo de ne di chenji cheba de la tene thama ande ko dunga ji yung da mo de re da tele jal ko gor khanda ko ki ji ki ji ki chenji che de ya de la tene ki dunga ji yung de ga
and so when we say that the sensation of pleasure is not beyond suffering. So it means that this is, you know, because it changes instant by instant, also the sensation of pleasure. So it is not beyond this, you know, this aspect of suffering. Changing instant by instant, at some point it would turn into suffering.
It's a question about this experience of pleasure without desire by the yogis.
Mm-hmm.
You said that it brings, it nourishes the body of the qualities of realization. I would like to know in what way is this feeling of pleasure different from any other feeling of pleasure, and if it's not different in nature, how can it bring qualities of realizations?
I think I said that Dila to me Charagi Dewa to me Najova is a Charagi Dewa to Nyomura Charagi Dewa Nyondu Dana to me at the
Big sorcery day. Chadaki deva, Chaba the Chibi, there said the court, Tambun Hakonga. Chaba latini, devache de Gandarco, Dilatini, Tama de Dumachu. Tanda Chadaki deva said the Samigi deva shiver. Samigi deva said the Niko, Dungaki ranchin in deva. What the initial, Kogur, Sebada, Chaba Mandredini. The initial. That Tanda Chaba latini, Devan Jun de Deco. अनि थामा देलाको दुङक रासिन जुन रहेछ नि मदो चिकता त देख मदो टेंगो छ द छडक देव द सामेक देव स्टिको अनि चि ग्रङ चले चेगु यो न तिनी दिले तिनी चि छासो न्यमो या चेगु यो मरे छासो न्यमो द सो न्यमो चले ओरे दिन सिया को तिन जुन नि दुङा लफा जुया यो रेसन दिन जुया यो मरे
सो दिस इज देयर इज डिफरेंस इन द in the pleasure, there's the pleasure the that is without the desire is this undefiled or undefiling, you know, type of a pleasure, and whereas the pleasure that we experience that with desire and is a defiling type of pleasure that would at some point, you know, would turn into suffering, and whereas this undefiling pleasure then actually act as an antidote to also the negative emotions, to the attachment and so on, and so you would, this type of pleasure would never, you know, turn into suffering, this undefiling kind of a pleasure.
emptiness of feeling, is there a particular on how to apply or not to apply that if you have strong physical pain. Like, how can we actually use that when strong physical pain?
The meditation and the
is
application of mindfulness
is,
when
yeah, is that skillful way to try to
you mean to practice just when you have strong pain or
Basically, I can't really see how it would work when you do have the strong
physical.
What's
that?
How do you apply when you're
suffering?
Mm-hmm.
You have strong suffering.
How do you apply it right there?
Is it good to apply
it? Yeah, is that the time to do it?
Then, 갔을 때는 눈은 전부 좀 내려와이나? 근데 되게 그런 녀석이 저기 녀석이 공고를 베스트 공무한테 야트네. 님보도한테 자기레스타 치단 카레 두근 보레스 야 마석에 두근 요 카라데 두근 보레스타 치단 다스테네 디스 노마덴다오게
야네 소
스카네테네 소 도모테네 누가 쳔보데 뇨 카라데 디기 곰나 디 캡슐라데 디가 온테네 곰나테네
제 디라네 엔 두가 슈쳔 부치요데 아 두가 세데 나랑기 난도기 티가스 소셔거라 노네치나 dunga siya di kaya chubha yomare kaya isi na dunga siya di na sen dan chilo nga po ten dun du mi du nga so dina rikwa ki cheba chi chen da di cheba chen ni ta tega si nga rongi pa nando ke nga rongi chik dunga di so de gora ma du dunga siya chik kaya mi duwa tenpa chubha mi duwa tiki tori pa yani yandu sanga tang ni sanga mambo tang ne di ni pa chik ta dunga siya dan dewa siya di du pa nga so ki lo de ki pa chik shen ni So so ki zo shang do teni. Odi teni yani yando gongor. Ine pe kawo yor kanda. Karsana di ko dunga di shukchenbo che yungde la di cheba digi cheba inane denga bado ta digi cheba di mao gomi yomara, gongo yomara. Magum di dini cheba chene pe cheba inaya dunga di meba la ngeshe di che tungo yomara. Di ngeshe di che matoba ina lamsang ko dunga di meba so tungo mara. Tende inaya ko dini ke chik sowa dunga lago shukchenbo che wana da di dunga de kandes yungdu digo desu ge tara cheba chene o dunga se de ngaran senge ta de stick pass so sha ya rendo ma do ngone chene dunga se de tuwa ya ma da tene ni cheba che cheba ma bo chene de ni te stick pa sen de koyan s cha de ni dig to la chi pa ran shi me ba ni tong ba yin de wo de ni to la de is ba sen de ni ne 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 pa nyambar sha da de la nyambar sha shi ura o de ne che ura se ina da de ge chi Nego de la chick chenan chick dunga de patis, neuron dog, the chicken and neuron dog money. Kainsan da dictor, tanda de manzu comchide, go yomara. De medi chick, this chick de nechawa in a lamson, pe kawara. That the name chin mambo, yani and the condeva in a dene, dewa than dunga say the pa. Look, tawas and a mother, tank to the truba me about the tor, neshe, which is chay on the dene. Go dunga de the sutama, tata, cut what in a youngers.
Yes, there's when we experience suffering, when we have strong experience of suffering, so we think, you know, oh yeah, this actually all experience of suffering just come from the mind. It's just the mind that's kind of imputing them. They don't have any kind of existence outside from that. All the sensation of pleasure, all the sensation of pain are just our mind, made up of our mind, and so do not have any existence outside that. And so in thinking this way, then that would, you know, somewhat kind of act as an antidote. However, this is extremely difficult, you know, because we haven't meditated so much on it. We haven't reflected so much on it. And so we haven't come to a kind of a definitive kind of a certainty about this, you know. And so when the strong suffering comes, when we bring those thoughts, and since we don't have this definitive certainty in the fact that this is just a product of the mind, then that won't be such a, you know, a strong antidote. But we need to, so that is why then we need to train our mind in reflecting in this way, and then to come to a definitive certainty as regard to that, as regard to the fact that actually all those just come from the mind, are just mere imputation, they do not have existence of themselves. And so when strong experience of suffering come about, then we bring that back to mind, and you know, realize that we have this strong, you know, pain, and we bring back to mind, oh yeah, that's true, it's just the mind, you know, that creates that. And then, you know, that would be much more powerful. So if we don't have so much training in that, then just thinking of it would help, of course, but, you know, won't be so effective.
With trying to get a kind of approximate understanding of how matter doesn't exist, is the argument of that refutes the partless particle, is that the only other elements of it? Like, without going into the text and really studying them in detail, are there other elements of that are used to prove this that we can understand at this level, or is this the main thing, refuting the partless particle in this way?
To understand what?
The division, the bridge between the Vaigashika and the Chittamatra, that matter isn't existent.
Mm-hmm.
To understand that.
That matter is
a sort of approximate understanding.
Is there some other reasoning apart from the discussion of the partless particle to come to an understanding that there's no matter?
Yeah, that we can kind of.
Misa ke chik rikpa ndaku poddewa kanyi yungu ya marate soki. Chik kawa dhuzo tsama chiyo chiyo denpa matu te tenda yinbi chiyo seyan ndaku ta. Di na shin chine da jumsen kuyo lukun da. Yine ta kungu na rikpa de yashwe de chik tanda chuja taya ki rikpa de. chadewa. Dikara sana sen zambage, tanda bembo rangshin madroba, duje ki rigwa de ta, chocha tabi rigwa de, shagwara.
Well, that's the best reasoning to establish that you know, when we look at the matter, whatever material things, that we think that, you know, they are truly existent, they are really truly there, and so we start looking, for example, at the cloth on the table, and so there's this big chunk of thing that we think that exists, but then if we cut it into pieces, then we just, you know, start to see that we can't really find it, and in the end we come to those partless, the smallest kind of element it can be made of. As partless particles, as partless elements, and so this is where, you know, it comes down to actually this is what exists, this is what is there, those partless elements. And then if we just go a step further and trying to see what those partless elements are, then we come to see that even they do not exist. So that's the way that we can, you know, come to ascertain and to come to understand. That's the kind of said the easiest way if you want to kind of to approach this, to approach the fact that those material things are naturally inherently existent. As of course we could apply, you know, other reasonings and thinking, like for example how things are actually impermanent, so how those things are impermanent, so one instant it exists, the next it doesn't exist, and so that's also another way. And so we have, in order to establish the identitylessness or the lack of inherent existence of phenomena, then in the Madhyamika there's those five great reasonings which are coming a little bit later in the text that we'll see. And then, you know, say things such as, you know, given the subject of phenomena, such as, you know, pillars, they do not exist because they are interdependently originated. And so those kind of, you know, presentations, but maybe, you know, it doesn't actually, this approach of trying to of seeing in this way is the easiest to understand how this material thing actually are not truly established. And this is also the reasonings that, you know, mainly the Chittamatra then used in order to refute that the existence of matter. So there's the most kind of most approachable maybe for that.
When will the sensation of suffering due to illness should it be ignored as a delusion of mind?
Will it?
Should it be ignored as delusion of mind when suffering due to illness?
Nasan rawa dine chunga ge dunga de ni sengi ba nando ki so shayi ro.
Tabi nga su taga semgi so rwa, so rashengi dupa ma rwa. Tanda yinu nga su ta mepa res samgu rwa, yu ma res samgu rwa. Nga su bet ta yu na ya nga su didi kanya dine tago ma res, kanya tsigi ma res rwa.
Re tati yinju dirang re, yinu ya nasan rawa dine chunga ina, o yu ma res chende wa ina, kanya pendong ma res. Kanya sanay ku. You are a trend and I not agree. In that chidanging as a good touch, they were the dungas yet, but Nando such a saying. Then Nazar the soya, Namdo a tenny chung deora. As a Namdo de Tanda, Menda chick topa de co, Numondic in Gucho Tando de Dini, Delatinated, Dewata, Dungatam, Atachi, Sachiki, Dewata Dungarda, Matoya, Dewas at the Samik deora, Dini, Delatinny chung yoga. Jishigores, Dini, that. And so, they do know and I sing it, Demba Maduachi. Demba Maduish in the dad in the Yuncho Yavachi, Hakover. Mado, oh, that they devote a dunga yumar, yumar a tin, chain the way in that day, the gas never tenunda. Courage over to the that they saw some Demba Truva the Kayumar, in a Mazovichi, Chipe, shooting which is shandy or a shandy the courage shamber society, Yabanda was shandy over that. Oh, this shamba de Pachi, Nurtayan Latini. Zumada menana shi chede beji de soyan dinde ki zumanda ujire tene o diktora kongo
rama Yeah, so that's the principle, isn't it? To kind of but however, this is extremely difficult, you know, that when suffering comes, when we're sick and suffering comes, and just to say that, oh, I ignore the suffering, I don't want to look at it, you know, it doesn't really exist, doesn't help us very much, really. We still, you know, experience the suffering. So this is, but then all the suffering also that comes from there also, they come from the thoughts, from the, you know, from the thinking and from the, you know, the negative emotions. It's because of this kind of a dualistic thinking, because of the negative emotions that suffering of sickness come about. Because this is because of the, so it's defiling phenomena, that means that come from negative emotions, the suffering. And from undefiling phenomena are just happiness, there's no suffering, there's experience in that. So it comes from that also. So, but then, so here what we are saying is that we have this strong, you know, this strong attachment, this strong kind of grasping. This grasping is that this phenomena, this suffering is really truly existent, you know. And so this is the thing that we tend to, you know, to kind of release in realizing that actually this suffering that is there, that we experience, is not truly existing. It's just the doing of the mind. And so realizing in this way, then we tend to release the grasping that we have towards the kind of attachment that we have for the suffering or for the experience of pleasure in this way. And so that is the... but then to really come to a really deep understanding, it's just the mind, it's just an illusion of the mind, then that is, you know, that is not so easy, you know, and takes time. And so the... so that, you know, when suffering comes, that, you know, we may think, oh, this is just, you know, an illusion of the mind, but still, you know, we do experience the result of all those, you know, negative emotions or whatever that we had in form of suffering. You're right.
You said that we should use awareness to check whether we are so mindful or not.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I wonder if there is no self-aware mind, how does that work? Which levels of mind or consciousness are used or exist that this can happen? That there can be an awareness that checks a mindfulness.
What are we talking about? What's the subject?
I wonder how it works that
we have an awareness of
yeah, that one can be mindful,
yeah?
But on top of that, and there's an understanding that there is a layer which is, or a level which is above that, there's an awareness that checks if mindfulness still is applied or not.
Yeah, vigilance?
Yeah, awareness and vigilance.
Yeah, so we have mindfulness.
We have mindfulness.
And then
we have an awareness which is like a bit more distant, that still sees or checks whether mindfulness is there or not.
And then you have another mindfulness that checks, this mindfulness is checking that the other mindfulness is mindful.
No,
just two.
Just mindfulness, and then kind of on top of that, or on a layer or level
mm-hmm.
that is on top of that, it
okay.
sees or checks whether there is mindfulness or not.
Yeah.
So, and I wonder, with regard to this discussion of self-awareness, self-aware mind, how this works if there is no self-aware mind, how these layers of consciousness exist.
Where does this no self-aware mind come from? If I may. You say there's no self-awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Where does this come from? In which context are you talking here?
What we went through in the text, like the Madhyamika.
There is self-awareness. Madhyamika, there is self-awareness. Yeah.
But it just doesn't truly exist.
Yes. Just as the awareness and the mindfulness.
Mm.
So.
I'm just interested in an explanation how this, whether or not there is a truly existing self-aware mind or not, how this works, that they
is a level of mindfulness, and where the consciousness, aware of the mind, and awareness can happen that oversees actions.
Well, mindfulness, how is it possible to have mindfulness and an awareness if there is no self-awareness? Is that the question?
Or either rather, most important is how there can be mindfulness and another upper layer of awareness can live beside that self-awareness.
How is it possible to have mindfulness and awareness at the same time?
Like how that works in the mind, the consciousness, or the layers of consciousness.
Na ngā tu tene Denpa yara, tene Denpa tan, tene Shishin yara, Denpa yara tene. Ah, tene Denpa tan Shishin ngā tu tene similar tene kandes yamdu yongres tene ngā tu tene kongake. Same game, cook it to same game. Kind of what it is. Lick out the hook to come to this. Yamdu send all at any parts of Java to work on the Chitan, to what it did over the door.
Did that little or go? Manzo Gipena and Chick Lojon Chede again, Dinga, the Dinonol and Roots Mambuchin Rootsara. And the Tamagi. Oh, the Leo Jabba didn't know that the lady she is on Tinny, Casoni Marlajon Chera. That is what some Yanja Tin. The Yanja Tinny, Karacho was the dinning was okay. Did Tinny that did not so good Luna Legadini. Two do mean to the dinny, she didn't get that way. The good thing you understand that any tumble chick
jumper down, she seemed to pitch it. Jumpers like Gong or Kalakan was a chick jumper than you lot in the tenny.
She seen the gum jagon, Aje Tayandra, any shagins. This is Thomas Singra. Any could in Drewire, under Tambo Chick Tani Madena, Tangi and the Ching me to Tin and Chick Taji Chesakan Ragunda. Tambo Chong gum the jaguar, then this jaguar is a Tama Loyundi, and he called Hakora. Hako dictor dinne, Majeva Chedra, Chamber. Majeva Cheney didn't dictor Gonda with Jay, the Nichevana, oh, that Chick Luden as Hindus, that dictor Tata, Dendu Mindu Cheney, Cheva Chedra, and the
There's nothing difficult in that. It's just, you know, when you meditate, for example, and so you apply the mindfulness to a particular object, and so you have the mind focused on that object, and then you have the mind that, that checks that, you know, that you're really staying with the object, that you're really focused on the object. So you need to have first this kind of aspect of a of an object that you decide to, you know, kind of rest your mind upon, and so resting your mind on that object, and after that, then you know, you'd see whether you really stick with that particular object, or still you're still concentrated on that object or not.